A defensive pessimistic state is that what we hope for the best, but expect the worst. Now that might sound bad, but let's deconstruct that for a moment. When you have this mindset, or someone else does on your team, they're thinking through what are all the possible permutations of how this could go wrong ahead of time so it doesn't actually happen in the real world. And so think of that if you're working in a technology firm and you're rolling out a new product. You're thinking about the implementation, the innovation phase. Well, I want someone to think about, is the budget suitable in case our first marketing campaign goes awry? Do we actually know who our customer base is? Have we thought about people that are not going to respond immediately, but might be, if it goes viral, the next set of people, whether this product will be appropriately targeting their needs? And what we often find is the defensive pessimists say people try to change their minds such that they become positive thinkers like everyone else in the room. And that's a very bad thing. When you try to make a defensive pessimist in that moment optimistic, that person now holds their thoughts to themselves about what they're worried about, is less likely to reveal their creative solutions, and is less effective in communicating messages that persuade other people. All bad things. You intentionally want people to be dissenters, to be the devil's advocate, and to be the defensive pessimist, to think of all the things that could go wrong so that they actually don't happen.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.